Earlier today at the APEC summit, President Obama and Asia-Pacific leaders said stimulus spending and other emergency measures have set the stage for global economic recovery. They also added in a statement that nations must push ahead with free trade and investment to ensure growth. But the communique from leaders who are meeting in Singapore for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum omitted to push for concrete goals for reductions of greenhouse gas emissions. A previous draft had pledged a 50% reduction from 1990 levels by 2050. However, the final communique committed only to working towards an ambitious outcome at climate talks in Copenhagen, Denmark next month. Well, as representatives from up to 192 states gear up for Copenhagen, we spoke to Columban missionary Father Sean McDonough, who has written widely on the subject of climate change, about his hopes for the meeting.
I take my standard here from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. These are the scientists who have been looking at climate change since 1988. There are about 3,000 of them, and they cover a whole array of sciences, from physics to meteorology to all kinds of different. So they're looking at climate changing around the world right now. They have asked, as a scientific necessity, that rich countries, like what they call Annex 1 countries, like the United States, most of Europe, that we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by between 25 and 40% by the year 2020. And that's really essential if we're going to keep the mean global temperature below 2 degrees Celsius.